Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
One sports station, 104.5 The Z.
Midday 180 served up by Wendy's. John McClaney's been busy today. Just got out of a presser with Bill O'Brien. They released Shane Leckler, the veteran punter, who's like 42, 43 years old now. But Trevor Daniel, Chad, made their roster in Houston.
Yes. Big time for Trevor Daniel.
Punter U.
Dixon County's finest.
That's right. We've got Aaron Donald, who agreed to a six-year, $135 million extension today. So that contract that's been reportedly close to being done for weeks is now actually done. John McClain joins us. What's up, John?
All kind of things. Very busy day. I've been telling you guys for a while now, Trevor Daniel had a chance to beat out Shane Leckler, and it wasn't that Leckler punted bad or lost it. It's just Daniel impressed them from the time he got here through the game last night. His net average in the preseason in four games was 43.5, and he had no touchbacks. He had, I think, four inside the 20. His longest punt was 63, and they like him a lot. And everything here is more about Shane Leckler getting cut, of course. Daniel, when he comes back to meet with the media on Monday, it'll be a big story. But he said last night, he said, I think I got to knock him out to get that job, but he didn't really knock him out because Leckler, who's 42, as you mentioned, Jonathan, this is his 19th season, said he doesn't want to retire. Coming off a season in which he had a 49-yard gross and a 41 net. And if he won't, if he really does want to keep working, somebody will sign him.
A couple of other players that were released there, Braxton Miller. I know that the Texans were reportedly trying to trade him, obviously couldn't do it. They cut him today. Why didn't things work out with him?
And I'm not so sure he won't end up back on the practice squad unless he wants to go somewhere else. He was their second leading receiver in preseason. He had 11 catches and he was consistent, but they're making some changes on their roster. This is his third season, former quarterback from Ohio State. So if I'm him, I go ahead and go somewhere else. I don't come back here on the practice squad. I go somewhere else and start fresh.
And we're keeping an eye on tight ends around the league here for potential blocking purposes. Can Steven Anderson pass protect?
No, Steven Anderson's more of an H-back, good receiver. Had 25 catches last season. He's like an H-back or a big wideout, but he doesn't have the speed. You know, Mike Vrabel knows him very, very well.
Right.
If you were looking for a guy who could line up in the slot, shift outside, go in motion, get open on short routes, Steven Anderson be your guy, but he's just not a blocker. That's why he's gone.
They're good there.
They've got those options here. Aaron Donald, he agrees to a six-year, $135 million extension. It's finally done there in L.A., and all of their starters are healthy because no one's played in the preseason.
I picked him to go to the Super Bowl in our football section last week before last, and one of the reasons was their defense. Now, the Raiders are dying. Every other team that's got a top defensive player coming up, they're dying. He didn't just become the first non-quarterback to get $20 million a year. Doesn't it come out to like $22 million? And he'll never get the full amount because the end he'd be like 35 years old. But he gets an unbelievable amount of money the first 2 years, and he's earned it. But you usually don't see the inside guys getting that kind of money. And Khalil Mack, who's going to make $13 million this year if he doesn't sit out, he's got to be just wringing his hands. And then, of course, Mark Davis, Raider owner, he's got to be going crazy. Like, what in the world have the Rams done? But they're a star-driven city. They're going to be moving into a $5 billion stadium. They need to be good when they do. So I can see it. They have to create a buzz because of the competition in their area. So this will certainly get a lot of buzz. Highest contract in history for a non-quarterback.
odds that Khalil Mack actually gets traded?
I don't think there's any way he's going to get traded. It'd be two number ones. You'd have to give him that kind of contract. I think that's just a lot of rhetoric by the media.
John, Teddy Bridgewater backs up Drew Brees. We were discussing that the trade they made in the draft to go get Marcus Davenport and give up a future first-round pick shows that they feel like their window is open right now. And by making the trade to get Teddy Bridgewater, they're ensuring that they have a capable backup in case Brees goes down, which is something they didn't have because Tom Savage was there.
And that's a good move to make. Also, say a quarterback goes down for a playoff team, maybe they get more than a three. Maybe they get a one. Maybe they get a deal like when Minnesota paid so lavishly for Sam Bradford when Bridgewater went down. You know, if he walks after this year, which he will, they'll get a third-round compensatory pick, and they gave up a third for him to ensure having a good backup. You know, Brees has been remarkably durable, one injury in his career, and he wants to play into his 40s, and he plays very well. But I think if you're gearing up for a Super Bowl, it was a terrific move to make.
So the story goes that the Jets pulled over and let Bridgewater off the bus after this deal was made as they were heading towards Philadelphia to get him on his way to New Orleans. Wondering if you have any recollections of any moments like that with a guy pulled off a bus or stopped at the gate or traveled.
Well, he had a ride. It's not like they put him out and told him to call Uber. I remember Lane Kiffin getting left on the airport tarmac in L.A. when USC AD Pat Aiden told him he was fired. And I have never seen that. I've seen guys get left behind. In fact, let's see, Jacksonville fired Gus Bradley.
And then they took him.
He got fired after a game here, and he went back on the plane on the charter, walking around thanking everybody. So that's just the opposite.
John McClain joins us twice a week here on the show. John, enjoy the long weekend. Week one, we'll be here. We'll preview it all with you on Tuesday.
Yeah, guys, I'm sorry about the short time.
It's fine.
But I want to make sure everybody knew about Trevor Daniel. Thank you.
Yep, thank you, John. John McClain covering all the cuts there in Houston, and we'll discuss all the big ones across the league with him whenever he joins us again on Tuesday.